Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the GTC Q1 2012 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone keypad. Just to remind you, all this conference call is being recorded. I'll now like to hand over to the chairperson, Margot Jahn-Teppliska. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our quarterly conference call. The conference call will be conducted by Alan Itkowicz, who will present the summary of the events and performance during the first quarter of this year. Jacek Wachowicz will follow with the markets overview. At the end, Erez Boniel will present the financial results of the group in the first quarter of this year. Now let me turn to Alan.
Thank you, Margosia. Hello, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome you on this conference call for the first time and to begin the presentation of GTC S.A. 2012 Q1 results. I will shortly summarize the past few months. The group recognized stable operating results on improved rental revenue year-on-year, despite the sale of Galeria Mokotów. New completed assets contributed on the level of revenues and covered for the loss of revenues from Galeria Mokotów. Additionally, active management of assets improved the overall occupancy to 89% from 84% a year ago. For the first quarter of 2012, asset valuations were made by management of the company. The result is almost flat. We recognized approximately 2 million euro profit, mostly due to positive revaluation of Polish assets, but I will allow Erez to elaborate more on that later. It is important to notice that the AGM that took place on April 16th approved an increase in share capital. The company decided to issue rights with the record date set forth June 4th. Our target is to raise 100 million euro, and Cardan, the largest shareholder, intends to participate pro rata to its holding in this transaction, or 28 million euro. This right offering will allow the group to further improve liquidity and lower leverage. Speaking about liquidity, it is worth mentioning that the company repaid the first tranche of its bonds in the amount of 21 million euro in April. It was also able to sign a loan agreement for its Curious building, part of the Aeropark project, which will bring 13 million euro of cash to the company. Another achievement on the financing side is the successful renegotiation of a fourth loan agreement out of five that were in breach, and as a result, another 25 million euro was reclassified to long-term debts. Now let me talk a bit about the leasing activities. As you see, we were quite successful in this field. We leased over 50,000 sq m of commercial space to various tenants, which together with last year achievement in Spiral building in Budapest, brought us to 89% of overall occupancy. The most significant leases are some new tenants in office projects in Warsaw. We're talking about Platinum Business Park, Verifone, Szrak Sekonet, and Okęcie Business Park, Amber Gold, Polish Airports, and Border Guard. All of it is north of 18,000 sq m. New tenants in Franciszka Office Center in Katowice include TrakTech, 1,200 sq m, American Heart of Poland, 1,000 sq m, Oracle, 1,000 sq m, KPMG 800, RP 340, and another Polish company for 3,200 sq m. The office center in Katowice is now more than 60% let. New lease agreement was signed with leading local and international brands in GTC malls throughout the region, especially in Burgas, where we plan to open tomorrow a new mall with more than 90% pre-let. Looking at our more recent development, we can mark significant achievement in terms of leasing results, as mentioned, improved occupancy, but also increased stability as some of the leases are very long.
I mentioned Francuska Office Center in Katowice.
Koyus in Aeropark
is now 97% leased 3 months after completion. Platinum 5 is 90% leased 2 months before completion. I mentioned Galeria Bogas, 90% leased, and it's opening tomorrow. And we prolonged a State Street lease in Krakow for 10 years.
Having actively joined the group around a month ago, I have visited almost all subsidiaries and met all local management teams. In the near future, our goal will be to raise capital through the right issuance mentioned earlier, focus on building assets, manage efficiently existing assets, and sell some assets in order to further improve leverage. In today's environment, we see limited development opportunities primarily in Poland, where we are planning to develop two large shopping centers in Warsaw and possibly smaller office buildings. That concludes my summary. Let me ask Jacek and Erez to continue with the market overview and thereafter the financial results.
Thank you, Alan. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will try to give you a quick snapshot view on the markets relevant for GTC's activity. I will start with the office segment. Here, the Warsaw market continues its strength. Last year's over 500,000 leasing activity number, it looks like it will be replicated this year again. At least the first quarter data seem to be confirming that. Rents are very stable. If not, we may get some indications of actually slowly going up, primarily due to the fact that limited amount of new supply is coming to the market, much less than the previous years, obviously for the reasons that we all know, which is the lack or limited availability of financing. Other office markets in Poland, in Kraków, Wrocław, are also proving to be quite healthy. Rents have stabilized. We are showing pretty much full occupancy in most of these cities. As Alan mentioned, also the recently weaker markets of Katowice is now showing signs of strength. This is partly based on the strength and limited supply in Kraków nearby. So Polish, that's on the Polish side of the office market. The other two markets where we are, or the three markets that we are active, is Bucharest. It's pretty much of the same story as last quarter. Rents are stable. Our Citygate project is continuously 100% occupied. We are maintaining the rents at their last quarter's levels. Budapest, we are still seeing quite substantial vacancy number. It's in the upper teens. However, our properties since the last deal with the tax authorities are now well over 90% occupied, with a similar situation in another office market where we are active, which is Belgrade. There, a much smaller market with a vacancy rate also close to 20%. However, our three office buildings there are quite well let. Moving on to retail, Warsaw once again is the leader in the market. We are now softly marketing our two projects that we are intending to develop in the coming quarters. Talking to the tenants, we see very strong demand. Warsaw is definitely on everybody's radar screens. There is an undersupply of stock. Tenants, retailers want to move in. We're also talking to those retailers who are not yet present in Poland, and when they start expanding into Central Europe, Warsaw is on the top of the their priority list. Otherwise, throughout Poland, retail sentiment varies city by city. Generally, the performance of the retailer is fine. There are obviously different markets with different dynamics depending on the demand-supply balance. But overall, we can see a quite healthy environment in that respect in Poland. Moving on to the Southern Europe, where we've got also substantial exposure to the retail. There, the situation we are observing that is stabilizing, albeit on low levels. However, we are starting to see some positive signals, at least just for the fact that we're not seeing much of a further downward pressure. So even if at low levels, we're feeling we're stabilizing there. When it comes to residential, it's a similar story there. As I mentioned in retail, we are seeing some stability on lower levels. We see some positive signals of transactions and sales of apartments picking up. Nothing to be enthusiastic yet, but at least, as I said, we feel that the bottom has been reached there. In Prague, where we also have got quite substantial exposure to residential, we see some increased activity supported by the expected VAT increase, VAT regime in VAT increase for the residential sales. When it comes to the investment market, it's again still quite strong in Poland and also in Czech Republic. The profile of the investors is pretty much the same as in the last 6-12 months, which is, excuse me, primarily all equity investors, or at least investors that are able to make acquisitions all equity, and then, if need be, refinance after closing. That means that also the type of the properties that are being looked for are prime, well-let, long-term leased assets, office assets, primarily. Other markets, we don't see any major moves in terms of the capital values, in terms of cap rates, albeit, you know, with a little caveat that data is based on limited transactional activity. That's it when it comes to the markets. I will now pass the stage to Erez, who will give you some financial information. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will start with a description of the portfolio. The portfolio, as you can see in the various pie charts that we attached, is basically the same portfolio as we had it in the previous quarter. Nothing has changed despite the fact that we almost finished Burgas and Platinum 5. These two projects will be shown as completed in Q2. Other than that, there was no change to the portfolio. In terms of commercial development schedule, we prioritize the schedule. First and foremost, we complete the two assets which I mentioned. Then we focus on Galeria Wilanów and Galeria Białęka. In both projects, the design is ongoing. We achieved some progress in Q1. We have a constant interaction with the relevant authorities, and we hope to file building permit by the end of the year, or perhaps the first half of next year. The time schedule is still possible, meaning completion by the end of 2014. On top of that, we have included a list of several assets which we see opportunity to develop. We believe that if markets will allow, and if we will improve our financial situation, we will start the development of these projects. In terms of the status of Platinum 5 and Burgas, as Alan mentioned, both of them are highly leased, close to 100% in each one of them. It's about 90% to be more precise. But the leasing is ongoing, and we expect that it will be successful within a short time. Platinum 5, I should mention, is an asset that will be included in the transaction to sell the Platinum Park. And just a short update about this transaction. Negotiations are ongoing. We think that we are very close to the end of these negotiations. The time schedule to realize the transaction is within 2-3 months, meaning to complete the transaction. Of course, if in the meantime there will be any announcement about preliminary closing, etc., we will announce it. In terms of pricing, the pricing for Platinum is slightly improved. You can see that on the balance sheet under the item assets held for sale. And I would say a main contributor to that is the fact that Platinum 5 is included. And now, compared to the previous quarter, now Platinum 5 has demonstrated much better performance, much better leasing, and therefore less risk, more value, and we can somehow feel comfort to recognize part of the profit related to this project. This brings us to the results. I'm skipping the key indicators on the slide because we will go through them simply through the results. The results this quarter, as you could see, were positive. We had a profit that comes primarily from the fact that Platinum was positive, Platinum 5 was revalued positively and contributing to the profit. This was somehow offset by some write-offs, or I should say some expenses related or capex related to various assets, simply as a result of ongoing operation, fit-out contribution. As you know, because the assets are presented at market value, any expense related to them, any capex related to them, must hit the profit and loss. The valuation this quarter was done by the management in consultation with external valuers. The values remain stable in all markets, hence the result is stable as well. When we compare the balance sheet items one to another, we don't see a major change. I would say the most important item is the cash, 163 million total of cash and deposit, which means that during the quarter we consume 15 million euro. In a minute, we will review the cash flow and understand how this money was invested. The leverage remained unchanged compared to the last quarter, 60%. This is an area that we are working, and once we hopefully successfully, if we raise the money from the market, from the right issue, plus the sale of Platinum, then this ratio will improve. At the same time, we managed to sign in this quarter. It does not have impact on Q1, but we managed to sign a loan agreement to refinance Corius or Kenchi number 3, 13 million euro with a margin of 2.5%. Nowadays, this is quite an achievement because liquidity is still very scarce. In terms of debt maturity profile, the short-term liabilities, which we present based on the IFRS, amounts to 251 million euro. Nevertheless, only 43 million refers to project finance amortization, whereas the remaining amount are either as a result of classification or are not due for payment unless an event will trigger them. For example, the 29 million euro, which refers to Stara Zagora, this is a loan that is under negotiation to reset the covenants. At the moment, though classified to short term, there is no demand for the money, and in fact the loan is being serviced on time. You may remember that in the last quarter we had another amount, €25 million, that is not here anymore in the short-term liabilities because we managed to reset the covenants and reclassify that back to short-term liability. Platinum sale, €87 million. If we sell platinum, this is the amount of loans that we have to repay. And the bonds, €27 million, include the €21 million principal plus interest. This was repaid by mid-April on time as scheduled. And the residential loan, €65 million, which are loans related to residential being serviced from sale of apartments and are related directly to residential activity. So I would say the main amount that has to be repaid on an ongoing basis is the project finance amortization, which is about €43 million per year. The margins from operations, I go to the income statement. The margin from operation remain unchanged, and so are the operation lines, rental activity, and the gross margin, both in terms of amount and percent. In terms of financial expenses, €17 million is more or less the annual financial expenses. €17 million represents a quarter of that without without one-offs. And we are in line with the pre-planned budget. Finally, the cash flow statement. We have four items this time. Cash from operating activities more or less covers the financial expenses. This quarter it's positive. It could be next quarter it may be a bit different because it depends a lot on non-cash items, on the influence on non-cash items. And then we have the investment in real estate, which was €21 million. The total budget for the year was €83 million. We invested more or less a quarter, and we financed that by €15 million from our equity, so 75% from our equity, and €6 million from proceeds from financing activities. All in all, this performance is exactly within the budget, in line with our expectations, and we ended with cash at the end of the period, €128 million, plus the deposits, about €36 million. The average cost of finance remain also unchanged. That is for the review of the financials. We will welcome questions.
Operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad if you have any question or comment, and it is the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Igor Mahler. Please go ahead with your question and also your company's name.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Igor Mahler from Wood & Company. I have just a question on regarding the platinum sale, regarding the timing and for how many more quarters or months can we account that you will be collecting the rental income?
I assume that the sale will be during Q3.
So basically part of Q3,
yes.
You will still collect?
Yes.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, what was the average rent per square meter that you conducted in the leasing of Platinum 4? 5, I'm sorry.
The average rent, well, the average, the range will be anything from 14, mid-14s to about €15.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank
the,
you.
But the weight will be more biased towards the 15s due to one substantial lease signed there.
Okay. I guess that is it for me for now. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question. We appear to have no further question at this point, so I hand the conference back to you. We have a follow-up question coming from the line of Igor Müller. Would you like to take it?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Just if I may have a follow-up question, I have noticed that the administration expenses went down by 11%, and that's a good achievement. Whether we can see a similar, or what could be the run rate for the next quarters?
Igor, we don't know what will be in the next quarter, but certainly we are working very hard to control all expenses.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
There's no more questions, so I hand it back to you.
Thank you very much, everybody, and talk to you in next 3 months. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.